Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, they are all but openly admitting that the vaccines are neither safe or effective. But they still want you to take them because that's what tyranny looks like. That's what medical tyranny feels like. And so here's Nancy Pelosi admitting that the vaccines don't work, complaining that people aren't wearing masks or are pushing back against her mask mandate in the halls of Congress. Here's the drunken fool admitting that vaccines don't work.
On that, the president has talked about July 4th as being maybe this time
that drunken
to sort of gather more and get back to normal. Do you see any opening for other aspects of the Capitol, for visitors? And again, knowing that
seriously,
so many
gone.
People
she's
have
not
been
even
vaccinated,
there. She's just a demon occupying the shell of the
earth. You have to wait for them to be vaccinated. Because they are selfishly a danger to other people, including staff people here. So while we're all hopeful, and I join the president in being hopeful, that we can reach a place where it is safe for people to be. What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody has been vaccinated?
Yeah, she doesn't trust you.
You want them breathing
in
your face on the strength of their
honor? She doesn't
honor?
Trust fellow humans.
So let's just see.
Because she's a demon. I can't take her anymore. I'll just insult her the whole time. That's a demon, though. But let me just try to look at the I'm sorry. I just... You see that woman, and you just know evil. You just see evil. You just... Just makes... It makes your body just man, that's just the response. I'm sorry. I mean, I just can't help it, folks. I mean, my body literally cringes and tingles when I see that evil. But so there she is saying that, oh, I'm keeping the mask mandate for Congress because we don't know if everyone's been vaccinated. But again, you're admitting the vaccine doesn't work. If you've been vaccinated, what are you scared of? If you've been vaccinated, you shouldn't be at risk, right? Of course, that's wrong. The vaccine isn't effective. Neither is it safe. So Republicans don't want to take it. And by the way, Republicans like Ron Johnson are actually really smart on this issue, and he's gone on TV and explained. He's like, look, I'm not anti-vax, but I've had COVID. And the science shows, the studies show, that if you have COVID, if you've had COVID and get the vaccine, that it's even more dangerous for you. So he's not going to get the vaccine, and he shouldn't be forced to get the vaccine, and he shouldn't be forced to wear a mask, except Nancy Pelosi likes tyranny. Except Nancy Pelosi's a demon. But again, she's vaccinated. If all the Democrats are vaccinated, then what are they so afraid of? They're admitting the vaccine doesn't work. They're telling you it doesn't work. Seriously, I mean, this is unbelievable that InfoWars or that I have to explain this to you because other people won't. It's just unbelievable, man. Now, let me get to this other news before Roger Stone joins us. We also know that the Democrats and liberals are extremely racist, and they want to teach you to be racist, too. In Virginia, Little League coaches forced to cancel practice and attend critical race-themed workshop instead. Now, so make the coaches racist, make the kids racist. Kind of like this coach at a private university in Detroit. Players and parents complain about Detroit Mercy girls basketball coach. University keeps the coach. All 14 players quit. So you have a radical leftist basketball coach who wants them to knee for the anthem and wants to have Black Lives Matter ceremonies, and the team just wants to play basketball. By the way, they were 1-13 under this coach. 1-13. So the kids are like, we're not winning games. We don't like the coach. She's more focused on her politics than basketball. And the parents all complain. There's an investigation launched. The players all complain. The university says, oh, we can't fire her. She's a black woman that wears a Black Lives Matter shirt. We'd be called racist. So they keep the coach and the entire team quits. That's incredible. And now you have Lori Lightfoot, Lori Smallhead, Lori Moron says that she will only take interviews from black and brown reporters now. No whites allowed in Lori Lightfoot's office. So the party of anti-racism, the Democrat Party, is the most racist party in the history of America. Unbelievable.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Roger Stone joins us now, and I've got a lot of things I want to talk to him about. Always great to be joined by Roger. But before we get into some of the serious news about how they're continuing the torture of Donald Trump and investigating him, his family, Trump, all his businesses, all for political purposes. Everybody knows Trump hasn't done anything illegal, but the Democrats still want to destroy him. And they want to destroy Roger, too. So he's familiar with that. And of course, us here at InfoWars are, too. But Roger, I want to start by coming on and commending you and flashing back a couple years. I believe it was probably 2 or 3 years ago even, Roger, when you were still co-hosting the War Room with me, where we were talking about the NFL and its racist treatment of its former players, dealing with the concussions, dealing with a lot of problems after playing in the NFL, head trauma and all the things they went through, and the NFL just basically giving them the bird, not paying out the treatments, not paying out what they promised they would pay out, and most of these athletes were black. And now it comes out that the NFL is saying black people are dumber, so they don't get financial compensation. This is incredible. So, Roger, what we broke on the War Room here on InfoWars years ago is now mainstream news.
No, that's exactly right, Owen. First of all, I'm happy to jump in here and help pinch hit with you for the great Alex Jones. But you're absolutely right. People need to understand that there is an NFL scandal. It's not kneeling. It's the fact that the NFL, making record profits, reached an agreement, a legal settlement, with some of its veteran players, a class of players, which is 88% African American, to pay them up to $360 million for their legal expenses, for their medical expenses. We're talking about Hall of Famers like Cornell Webster. We're talking about people who really made this game great. And what's happened, of course, is that those administering the settlement, those lawyers, they've made millions, literally millions. Yet black families who are connected to these players are literally being starved out. Because you see, under the settlement, if a veteran NFL player passes away, his family is entitled to nothing. So they stall. You're supposed to apply to the program. Oh, we spit back your application. You forgot a comma on the second paragraph of the third question. You know, Roger Goodell should be ashamed of himself. These men made this sport what it is today, and they are being denied medical treatment. They're being denied compensation. I know of one particular instance where a very famous Hall of Famer is delivering pizzas to try to make ends meet for his family. Roger Goodell should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah, and it's really for so many different reasons. And it's sad, too, that you don't have the current athletes really speaking out or talking about this. Again, mostly black American football players that are in this league that could be subject to this in the future. My guess is Roger Goodell puts a tight clamp on their ability to speak out on these issues. But how amazing is it that it may have even been worse than we were talking about at the time, that the NFL's excuse now for not paying out these medical bills is because they're saying, oh, well, these athletes have a low cognitive ability. Black athletes, they're saying, have a low cognitive ability, so we don't have to pay them out. I mean, is that racist? Where's their scientific evidence for that? I mean, where do they get that?
No, and to compound that is the fact that in many cases, the doctors representing the NFL actually tried to claim that those players who are making the claims are faking it. They're not really ill. They're not really brain damaged. They have no damage from their. This is one of the greatest outrages going on. And I have beseeched President Trump and Donald Trump Jr. to tweet about this when they were on Twitter, to talk about it, because this is the real NFL scandal. Forget kneeling. This is the real scandal. And if you go to the Daily Caller, I wrote two very extensive pieces on this subject. And then I was accused of being a stooge for the lawyers representing those African-American players who are not being taken care of as per a settlement that they all signed on to and agreed to. Let's be very clear. I've taken not a dime, not a penny. I advocate on this issue because I care about it. I advocate for it because I happen, through my wife's church group, to meet a wife of one of these injured players. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know about this. So, I salute you, Owen, for bringing this back up. We need to remind people of the outrageous conduct of the NFL, the outrageous conduct of the federal judge in this settlement case, who, frankly, I believe is senile, who I think is suffering from Alzheimer's, and the outrageous amount, I think as much as $60 million, paid to the lawyers who administer this, whose job it is to reject every claim on some technicality. It is an outrage.
Well, and think about it, too, because we're not the people that like to just come on here and beat the drum of calling something racist. In fact, we don't do that at all. But when you see actual racism, you call it out. What does it tell you that the liberal media and the left that sees racism around every corner, they see something painted on the sidewalk that they think looks funny, they call it racist, but they won't talk about this? I mean, doesn't that just show you that that means there's been some sort of agreement with the media and the NFL and Roger Goodell, like, hey, look, have your players take a knee, do the Black Lives Matter stuff, and we won't call you out on this racist policy of paying out former athletes' medical bills.
Well, not only that, but where is ESPN? Where are all the sports programming on the three national networks? Why is there no discussion of this? I think pretty clear.
If you're looking for ESPN, you may want to check LeBron James' jock, Roger.
I'd rather not go there if you don't mind.
may not find ESPN.
But the real problem here is that there's a media blackout. Let me reach out. Let me call out to those in Black Lives Matter. Where are you? Because the black lives of veteran NFL players matter just as much as any other black life or any other life, period. But the Black Lives Matter movement has been silent on this issue. Absolutely silent. I'm going to write another column about this for InfoWars because it just makes my blood boil. They keep calling us racists. No, they are the racists. And the NFL policy on this is racist. You know, at the time that I was arrested in the phony Mueller witch hunt and subjected to a Soviet-style show trial, I was preparing to do a giant demonstration outside Roger Goodell's apartment in New York. And I think I would have had many, many, many African Americans involved in that peaceful demonstration. People need to know that this is happening. People need to demand that the NFL live up to its legal responsibility. They signed a $360 million settlement, and they have paid out less than 10% of those making claims. It's a stalling action. If they stall long enough, these black players will pass away and their families will get nothing. And now they denigrate them. They say, well, they can't be brain damaged because they weren't smart to begin with. That's racist. That's outrageous.
And it really just shows how messed up the leadership at the NFL is, too, because, I mean, I'm quite frankly of the opinion that they should have come out and just said, look, you're playing football. It's a dangerous sport. We're sorry. You know, now we know about this, but there's nothing we can do about it now. But they wanted to have their cake and eat it, too. So they wanted to hide the dangers of playing NFL football, make these payouts. They made the agreement. They're not making the payouts. And they're not being honest about how dangerous it is. I mean, so it's like, it's just on all levels they're covering it up.
And the worst part is they have the active collusion of a federal judge. The judge's responsibility is to make sure that the settlement that she approved is actually enacted upon, that it is carried out. Yet all she's really done is front for the lawyers whose job is to make sure the NFL pays no one. I'm really glad you brought this up. It really deserves to be aired. I want to come back and talk about it more on the War Room, maybe sometime next week. But, Owen, you're a good man for bringing this up, because this is the kind of systematic racism that we do need to deal with.
And maybe we can apply some pressure to the mainstream leftist media that they might pick this story up, too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've got Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen. He's with me here for another segment. And, you know, you saw what the criminal deep state did to Roger. You see what they're doing to Trump. This is what they do to real freedom fighters, folks. This is what tyrants do to freedom fighters. And so, I don't know, Roger, if you've seen the latest, but obviously the Democrats are still continuing to go after Trump, specifically in New York. And they're now saying it's a criminal investigation into Trump and the Trump Organization. Of course, this is all just what I think they're doing, Roger, is they're creating a situation so that Trump can never run again. And I think they want to do a similar thing with this January 6th commission, and they want to make it so certain Republicans can never run again either. And so this whole thing is about chilling free speech, chilling any opposition to their political regime. What is your take on their latest developments in their lust for power and their silencing of the political opposition that is the Democrat Party?
Well, Owen, as the Bible tells us, you reap what you sow. This is an outrage. First of all, the district attorney for Manhattan is an elected partisan Democrat, Cyrus Vance Jr. You may remember his father, Cyrus Vance Sr. He was Secretary of State under Jimmy Carter. He's the guy who botched the Iranian hostage crisis. So this runs in the family. The Attorney General, Letitia
James.
I don't recall her last name at the moment.
Letitia James.
Letitia James, who ran for Attorney General of New York on a one-plank platform. Elect me and I will send Donald Trump to jail. These are corrupt Democrats in the most corrupt state in the United States. And I find it outrageous that they actually were allowed to legally get access to 30 years worth of Donald Trump's business and banking records so they could search for a crime. In other words, they had no probable cause. They had no evidence of any crime. They're going out to try to fabricate one so they can embarrass the president of the United States. This is the woman who should be removed from public office, not Donald Trump. What they really fear, I think, is very clear. As you know, yesterday it was announced that the president is going to hit the road and start doing the MAGA rallies again. Two scheduled for June, one scheduled for early July. This is the last thing Joe Biden wants, because the single most effective critic of the current record of the Biden administration is Donald Trump. So they want to cripple him, and they want to make sure that he can't possibly run in 2024, because God knows, if we have an honest election, he might win. In fact, I think he'd probably win, just like I think he won the last election. So this is politically motivated. It is entirely partisan. We need to begin investigating those people. I know of corruption by Cyrus Vance. I know of extensive corruption by him. But you're never going to have him prosecuted in the New York system. So I think you put your finger on it. This is to try to stigmatize Trump and make him less effective. When he hits the road in June and starts kidney-punching Joe Biden over, take your pick, the price of gasoline, the price of all food goods, the fact that around the globe, whether it's in the Middle East or whether it's the Russians massed on the border of Ukraine preparing to take Crimea, or whether it is the Chinese threatening our vessels in that part of the world as well as Taiwan, they sense weakness in Joe Biden. They know that he's not all there. They know that he'll do nothing. And therefore, they're prepared to provoke us around the globe. None of these things would have happened if Donald Trump were president, because they know he was strong and he would brook no crap from our enemies abroad. This is an attempt to kneecap him politically. It is a complicated issue because he doesn't live in New York. He doesn't have any businesses in New York. But clearly, based on today's media, they're also targeting Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Ivanka Trump. This is just another witch hunt. Let's call it witch hunt 4.0. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, a man who has very clearly taken millions of dollars in Ukraine, millions of dollars in China, millions of dollars in the United States, just moved into a $4.5 million house in the Hollywood Hills.
Roger, do you know how many bedrooms that new Hunter Biden house is?
I don't. Do you?
I think it's six bedrooms or so. Does Biden get like a half a bedroom or a bathroom? I mean, 10% for the big guy. So I'm just trying to figure out what part of that house Biden gets.
Gee, I thought maybe you were headed to L.A. for a couple of days. You're just looking for a place to bunk, you know.
Well, actually, Portland, the Antifa whorehouse is open for business.
But again, there's overwhelming evidence that Hunter Biden had sex with underage girls. There is no evidence or proof that Matt Gaetz did anything of the kind, yet Matt Gaetz is being crucified, and Hunter Biden is living the life of a pasha. He's living like a king. Once again, the two-tiered justice system that is completely dominant under Joe Biden, and frankly, was dominant under Donald Trump, too, because Barack Obama ran Donald Trump's Justice Department.
Yeah, incredible, and had all of his stay behind network there as well. And again, if you had just a fraction of the investigation done into Joe Biden or Hunter Biden that's been done into Donald Trump, you would find so much crime. And quite frankly, Roger, it would be a domino effect. The crimes that the Biden committed would just extend to the Clintons and then extend to the Obamas. And I mean, we could actually clean it up, but I guess nobody has any interest in doing that. They just want to go after Orange Man bad, like they've been told.
But you're absolutely right. Look, as I think many people know, the Biden Justice Department has filed a civil suit against me, seeking to collect what they say are $2.5 million in past due taxes, penalties, and interest. Now, I had to stop making payments. I made 3 years of ever-escalating payments to pay my debt down. I only stopped when they destroyed me financially. At that moment, legally, they have the full authority to seize any asset I own. Now they're suing me. You know what happens if they win the lawsuit? They get the right to seize any asset I may have. This is all public relations. This is all harassment.
Yeah, they got another raid on your house, I think, Roger. They got so much out of that, it made their jollies tingle a little bit, you know. So they just love the optics of seeing that. But quickly,
I have to go back to the ramparts and fight again. People who want to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com. I wanted to close this down. I thought I was finished. But no, now I have to defend against a civil suit by the Biden Justice Department. It is strictly harassment. My lawyer, my tax attorney, ready to testify. I never underreported a dime. I never failed to report a dime. But they want to keep me broke. They want to destroy me. But I will never fold, and I will never stop fighting. And I know in my heart, God will protect me. God will fight right alongside me. God will deliver me from these demons.
Yep. Tyranny never stops, but God doesn't either. Roger, final comment, though. Don't you think the optics of a Trump rally with 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 people will really send shockwaves into the Biden administration that couldn't get 100 people for a Biden rally?
It yet proves that the questions about the irregularities and the anomalies in the last election are entirely legitimate, and it proves that the people are with Trump. Let's be very candid. Joe Biden could not collect 200 people at a rally in the District of Columbia.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. the tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show, and just, you know, just because this is how we operate, we just wanted to check in on Alex and see how his vacation is going, and so that's what Alex is joining us for, to tell us how great his vacation is going. No, of course, we're going to talk about serious news, and so Alex joins us now on vacation. Alex, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome.
Well, I'm on a workcation. And I've been talking to a lot of folks that are involved in the Liberty Movement here in Florida, which I have to tell you, DeSantis has been way ahead of Governor Abbott when it comes to fighting the globalists and fighting the whole COVID power grab. But finally, Governor Abbott did something that actually engaged in leadership, and he one-upped Governor DeSantis and said $1,000 fines for private businesses and, of course, for schools and other facilities that try to make people wear masks and discriminate against them if they're not wearing masks. And that goes into effect coming up in just a few days on the 22nd of this month, just in a couple days. And then the public schools have until June 2nd, when I guess all of their people are out. Then they have till the summer school starts to stop their activity. That's because Texas has had, in the last 2 weeks, zero COVID deaths. Now, a lot of people are asking, wow, great job. Well, it's because it's all a fraud. No, the virus is real. I'll talk about it next segment, but it's way overblown. The PCR test recommendation from the CDC was at 40 cycles. And at 40 cycles, you get 94% false positives, and some studies higher. Even the New York Times admits that. In Texas and other areas, as soon as the CDC said go down to 29 cycles, they did. Now, when did they go to 29 cycles? They went to 29 cycles, literally on the 21st of January, 2021. That is the day after Biden was able to steal his way into the White House. So they wanted to make it look like, oh, my God, he's there. Now this crisis they used to get rid of Trump and bring in all this tyranny can be taken off of us for a while before it's brought back in on us. And I'm going to predict when the next lockdowns are coming. Next segment, of course, they're going to stay in place in the UK. They're going to stay in place in Canada. They're going to stay in place in Australia because the public puts up with it. And they're bringing in their global ID, and they need countries that submit to this to work out the kinks and be able to test the global ID, the global social credit score, the global medical score that Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and others have talked about. But we can defeat it. We can stop it. We have to understand this no man is an island, and this country is very small. This world is very small. The world gets smaller all the time, and what's happening in Spain, what's happening in Australia, what's happening in New Zealand, what's happening in the UK, what's happening in Canada, even if we don't have empathy for those folks, which I do, it's going to affect us because the same predators that are doing this to them are coming to do it to us. So that is coming up next segment with huge. It's always huge, but COVID-19 takeover information. And nothing is bigger except God. Nothing is bigger in their political operations than COVID-19. It is the rollout of the medical tyranny. It is the rollout of the medical hysteria. It is the cornerstone of their entire global cashless society, AI system, in their own words, and must be opposed. Schwab says there's going to be problems with face scanning and global IDs to buy and sell. And so Schwab says the answer will be first bracelets you wear. He said this 5 years ago. Now we have the bracelets in California and in places like Israel. And now they're trying to roll them out in New York. But next, it will be implantable chips, so, quote, people don't steal the bracelets. You say, well, that'll never happen. They'll get probably 20% of the public, especially in blue cities, if they said, get back to normal, get a microchip under your skin, they'd get it. I predict 5% conservatively under Stockholm Syndrome currently will take a brain chip. And, of course, Schwab says that's coming after that. So it's always more, more, more to get into your body to take over your life. That's coming up next segment. But here's the really big news. Ladies and gentlemen, I know Owen and Roger Stone have already been covering this, and I'm glad they were. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You see this in my hand. This is from the Daily Mail, and it's all confirmed. It's been on Hunter's laptop the whole time. The Daily Mail is willing to go through the tens of thousands of emails. We talked to journalists that got into him. There was so much child porn and him having sex with his niece and the rest of it, Hunter Biden, that I told my crew, I'm sorry to cut you off here,
but I'm pretty sure Louis Free was the one in charge of the Penn State child trafficking operation investigation, too. Guys, look that up while Alex is talking. I'm pretty sure
that he was in charge of it.
My God.
In fact, that's on my note right here, Penn State. See that right there? That's on my note, Penn State. So, yes, that's where I was going next. Absolutely. So, understand that I said at the time, I said, we are not going to look at this laptop. Because I talked to journalists that I know and respect. And they said it's child porn. It's Asian girls like they're 10 years old being tortured by Hunter Biden. It's him having sex with his niece. And I said they've already tried to set us up with child porn before with unopened emails. I said I told the crew, I said you are not, as an InfoWars employee, to open the Hunter Biden emails, and we are not to have them on our servers because they will set us up and send us to prison. I said it's up to somebody else that has the courage to do it. Well, the Daily Mail did it. Okay, the Daily Mail did it. And it's Louis Free, who ran the cover-up of Penn State, where Sandusky had all these cottages that rich people came to have sex with children as young as 5 years of age. And so he was just the procurer. And so here it is. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh gave $100,000 to a private trust for Joe Biden's grandchildren. But remember, the big guy always gets half. He gets half of a company he's on. He gets 10% up front, even before taxes, everything else. So that means to him, former, and that's why his tax return has been released. There's not that much money there, but he has like eight giant houses, and all the rest of it is because it's all owned by his brothers, by his wife, and by his son and grandchildren, nephews and nieces. And reportedly, they're so satanic and they're such pervs that they basically all have sex with each other. That's why Biden's wife dresses like a street-walking 20-year-old hooker, you know, in fishnets and miniskirts, because, I mean, it is something else. So former FBI Director Louis Freeh gave $100,000 to a private trust for Joe Biden's grandchildren. And it's all, his emails are in here. This is all confirmed. And this is what they've got going on here. And this is what's unfolding. And this is just what we know of his laptop that he now admits is his. So Google, Facebook, Twitter, everyone's signing on to defending this and covering this up and censoring his laptop during the election. They were election meddling, and they were backing a Chinese communist front group. There's even audio recorded of him saying he works for Chinese intelligence. And so there you have it out in the open, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest everyone goes and read this. This is Freeh working with a bunch of people now in prison, world leaders now in prison, looting pension funds of old people. That's the FBI's new specialty. Multi-billion-dollar ransacking of Malaysian wealth fund. 71-year-old who served as FBI director under Bill Clinton and George Bush ran a consultancy firm with highly controversial clients, including now jailed Malaysian prime minister who stole billions. It just goes on. It's a long report, and you can see. You can see the stuff that's on the laptop. It's photos of his dad, now the puppet president. It's all of that, and it's the emails. They chose to get into this, not the Asian 10-year-old girls being beaten, and not the trophy photos of the naked Hunter Biden with his niece in the bedroom after with sweat dripping all over him. But this is very, very important. You can almost argue pedophilia is very important, but it's almost a distraction from the espionage and working for foreign governments. So the FBI is like a broker. Like you might get a broker to sell you a boat, or you might get a broker to sell you real estate. But the FBI at the top now is a broker for world government and for selling out what's left of our children and the country. And then that's just a fact, that that's a reality, and that's why they just passed it in the House. They may have the votes of the Senate to start the new insurrection commission, not real hearings, where they demonize yours truly and President Trump and others, and then never give you a chance to respond to them. Another kangaroo operation. By the way, I want a real congressional investigation. I'd like to be called to Congress. It's going to come out that Antifa was there. It's going to come out that globalist posing as a Q group told people to go into the Capitol. It's going to come out that when the media says that I was...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Shotgun there in studio, and I've got an important announcement to make here for everybody. Again, Owen, I'm going to let you bring the show in. That's what we've been doing. You go ahead and bring the show in, and let's just start the segment over. You bring me in, brother, and then we'll have you introduce me, and we'll talk that way.
We're live here from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer been sitting in for Alex this week as he's on a working vacation. Alex joins us now with breaking news. We find out that FBI... people involved with the Penn State investigation were paying Joe Biden's family $100,000. Incredible developments here, Alex.
Well, it really is, Owen. And again, these are the people that are now launching a fake commission that are telling us that the greatest attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor that killed 3,000 people was 400, 500 people going in the Capitol, maybe a dozen or so being violent with police, and now all the videos coming out of the police waving everyone in and taking selfies with them. This is the most deadly event. We need a commission on the former FBI director sending $100,000 to Joe Biden and saying in the emails, I want to do business with you through the White House with foreign companies. I want to do illegal lobbying and give you a $100,000 bribe to your trust, and that's on Hunter's laptop. I mean, this is just unspeakable how corrupt these people are. But see, They're all corrupt at the top, so if Louis Freeh goes down, they all go down for what they're really doing at Penn State, and that was high-level child sex slave brothels for the, quote, rich and famous. Were part of those charity operations where Sandusky ran a abused child. They already had sexually abused children. They've already been physically hurt, so the signs of rape are already there, but they've already been broken in, to say the least, and then they're already abused, so the very child welfare groups were managing it that were actually selling the children to pedophiles. It's the same thing that came out in DW.com, the biggest TV station in Germany, very respected, that 30,000 children were placed by the government with child molesters on purpose, saying they were creating a new form of family where men have sex with boys. It was not seen that it was okay for girls, but it was seen that boys, it's a form of attacking boys. It's like, we're going to teach your five-year-old that he's a girl, and then he's of age at five to decide at seven he'll have his genitals cut off. So this is very sick, very evil. It's a targeting of our boys with the Prozac, the Ritalin, the so-called sex changes. It's really just sexual mutilation. Absolutely evil. So, yes, we have that ultra-massive news, and that's what we should be expecting. That's what we should be seeing. That's what should be unfolding. But instead, none of that is going on. Then we have this piece of information. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Report: Biden administration quietly flying migrant children into Tennessee. GOP leaders blast administration. So finally, today, it's in the news. We were down there over a month and a half ago. We have the HD footage in the border crisis page of band.video, and you can see the 747-style jets, large jets, being loaded with children, not even put through TSA screening, not even having IDs, and disappeared wherever they want. And I had asked earlier to see, I love the crew, if they could find those clips for now. If not, we'll take as long as we need into the next hour, and I will show you the border crisis section. It's important to show this to the world that's watching. So we'll get it next hour I'm hosting as well. And then we'll just have that footage from that section where we shot the footage of the airplanes on the ground in McAllen with the children being loaded on them. And at the airport showing it as well. But this is private airport. We also showed them being waved through TSA. So next hour, I'm going to be here. I'm going to host now, the whole thing. We're going to show that. Okay? All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is another really, really important moment right now. And if we don't take this seriously as an operation, we're done. That means the InfoWars operation will shut down if this isn't taken seriously by myself and by the listeners and by the crew and by everyone, okay? Now, I got word yesterday morning that banthis.tv is banned on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms. You cannot share or promote banthis.tv. Pretty important issue. We're in an information war. People are hungry for truth. Now, we created band.video a few years ago. It's gotten very popular. But you can only share that via word of mouth or via your email or text message for now. You can't share it on any of the big tech platforms. You can try. So we create new URLs that mirror the same site and the same links. And we've had a lot of those, 2020 Election Center, and we've had banthis.tv. And after a few months each time, they ban the new URL once it propagates, once it gets big. So there's a new one, and maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure, we're going to have it for you, but it's in the lower third today, okay? It's in the lower third today, and we need to promote this everywhere, and we need to get this out, okay? It's freeworldnews.tv. 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 And I know that's annoying, but see, we're under censorship, we're under attack, so we have to get out of the coma, get out of the trance, and we've got to realize it's a total war. Because I showed you yesterday the hazardous materials page from the Connecticut website where they admitted that the Moderna shot has SM120 and then it gave the damn ingredients. And people immediately in the comments on band.video said, oh, this can't be that SM102. It's so deadly when it is. And now people got the EU Moderna site even showing it with the full breakdown. Because there was one line on the Connecticut site that wasn't on another fact sheet. It's the real one, SM-102, that it says will kill people and cause infertility. See, that's a big deal. And the only way that dog hunts is when people share the videos from Bandoff Video and then emergency report to save lives, because we're under bio and chemical and globalist attack. And we're under radiological attack. And we're under electromagnetic attack in the 5G. And the globalists all admit this. So there has to be a sense of urgency. There has to be a sense of urgency with myself and with everybody else, or it's game over. Okay? You know, I'm trying, and that's why I came to Florida, to get national political movements going to organize those 100+ generals that wrote the letter saying America's under globalist attack, America's under Marxist attack, as they had a Space Force said, and got fired because we're under Marxist attack. In America, a general can't say we're under Marxist attack when we are under Marxist attack, and Black Lives Matter is Marxist, and Antifa is Marxist, but if you call it the elephant in the room, you're taken down. Because censorship in an enemy takeover is king daddy. So I'm not really on vacation. I'm here trying to get this done. But if we can't get this information out of the world, and if the listeners don't realize that they're the entire fight, that they're everything, then this dog doesn't hunt, and the New World Order wins. So we need to show you next hour. We're going to get it, because it's on ban.video, which now the URL is freeworldnews.tv. And it's on there. We have the footage of the airplanes in McAllen being loaded. And we have the footage of the kids going in front. We have it all. And I'm not mad at the listeners. I'm not mad at the callers. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm just fired up because, see, here's the thing. I'm conscious and I'm awake. And I know there's a takeover. And I know if we get people upset realizing it's happening, and if people have that fire in their belly and they tell others it's game over, why do you think they're taking the mask off? Why do you think they're admitting that COVID-19 was way overblown? Because people are pissed. And because the truth is all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. The world is awakening, and that is the exciting thing. That is the powerful thing. That is the huge thing. That is the massive thing. And so we have to keep, because they're going to take the pressure off now until we dissipate our movement, and then they're going to put it right back on. That's tactic. And so, understand, this is a worldwide fight for all of us, no matter where we live, no matter where we are. So I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the crew. And I want to just ask everybody, promote freeworldnews.tv. Because it was the last straw for them when we exposed the video that finally got it banned was this SM-102. We're also having a debate on the Israel-Palestine crisis Tuesday evening starting at 6. The real debate starts about 6:30 Central. I'm the only person moderating it because I'm going to do an old-fashioned moderation where I'm only going to control the time, and I may ask maybe three questions the whole time. It's going to be an hour-and-a-half debate, and it's going to be a real debate like Lincoln Douglas. And then Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith will come in after we're done and give their take on the debate and take your phone calls. So that's coming up Tuesday evening as well. We built this platform. You built this platform. Only reason we're here is because you're the listeners. I salute you and thank you, but your word of mouth isn't just king, it's victory. And if you don't do it, it's over. You've been doing it, so we're having victory. But we got to keep pushing and keep fighting till Bill Gates and Fauci and the New World Order in prison. All right, I've got the big COVID news when we come back. Matt Bracken will come up, but I got to go as long as I need you to get all this out. And then Owen Schroyer is coming up with his guest host he's got today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com. And now, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.